Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Okay, I feel like it's time to record now. So, hello and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to the 43rd episode of my podcast, as I just said, the Health Up Podcast. I am Carly, your host, and very, very happy and thankful that you decided to join me back again with another of my episodes. So let's start off with a little life chat I have for you guys, because today has been quite the roller coaster, a lot of mixed emotions and a lot of things kind of happening. So first of all, my friend was going to visit me today and stay here like till tomorrow, but that didn't happen because you probably don't know this, but in Germany we're like currently going through like a lot of storms with heavy wind and a lot of rain and a lot of snow. So almost all the trains got canceled and hers too. And she literally had the option to go like to get like another train later, but all of them got canceled. So she just decided to, well, she told me that she is not going to come because it was just not going to be realistic at all to make it here. And she also like lives 4 hours away by train, so that is not really around the corner. So that's why she's not coming. Obviously, I am very sad because I absolutely love her. She's one of my closest friends and she does not live in Germany, which means like I won't be seeing her for a long time, at least like till December or even more. I don't even know, but like I'm gonna miss her. And I'm one of those people who just can't like keep up with friends over like texting or sending pictures because I need to talk to people. Like, I'm very bad at texting and like kind of expressing my emotions while texting. Like, that is not me. Like, I couldn't ever do that. Like, I'm only good with friends when I'm actually there speaking to them. So I hope our relationship stays good throughout the upcoming months. But yeah, that's just kind of the sad thing what happened today. And why did I say that it was a roller coaster? Because like her train was supposed to leave at 4 a.m. but then she like texted me at like 3 something that it got canceled already. And then throughout the day she's been updating me and I've been kind of like anxiously waiting for her to update me every single like hour. So that's kind of what I mean with roller coaster. But yeah, that's kind of the biggest life update I have for you guys. And also because she was going to come, I wasn't going to record this. So I guess lucky you that she didn't came, because I'm here recording this for you. And if you didn't know already what today's topic is, today I'll be helping you to build up your own workout plan. If you are one of my OG listeners, you probably know that I already did one of these episodes in the past, but that has almost been like a year ago. And since then, first of all, I've obviously learned a lot, not only by experiencing things. That makes me remember the line of Kendall Jenner when she talks to Kylie about experiencing things. I don't know. Yeah, but I've obviously experienced a lot. Plus, I've started my CPT, which obviously means that I am kind of learning a lot more about fitness. And I'm also learning about how to build up a workout plan, obviously. So that's why I kind of want to remake this episode, re-record it, and just, I don't know, share, I guess, the newest information or the newest knowledge I have with you guys. And at the end, what I also want to do is just tell you about my workout split. I think I've never really specifically talked about my workout split, maybe just mentioned it in one of the episodes, but like never 100% talked about it. So that's what I will be doing today. So yeah, that's all for today's topic. Make sure to, okay, no. I obviously want to talk about my highs and lows. I don't know where that came from. But highs and lows, as always. And as always, I did not prepare anything. So let me think for a while. Yeah, okay. I think I have my first low. Yeah. My first low of this week is definitely that my friend wasn't able to come. It makes me feel extremely sad. Even though I might not sound like it, I am quite sad because the fact that I won't be seeing her for such a long time just makes me feel like, I don't know, weird. Because she is one of my closest friends and I have been close to her for, wow, at least like 5 years or something. So that is just not making me happy at all. And my second low would be maybe, Well, I don't know if this is 100% hello, but because of the storms and everything, I have been very anxious. I don't know, maybe like for some reason, like all of these things, like storms and like earthquakes and stuff, make me extremely nervous. Obviously, they're gonna make people nervous because like at the same time, like your life is kind of like on the plate, you know? Like you could maybe die. Okay, that's definitely way too far. But I don't know, those kind of situations make me feel anxious because I obviously want to be safe and want to have all my loved ones safe. So for some reason, yeah, that just makes me feel very anxious and not good at all. So that is one of the feelings I've been having these past few days because the storm has been literally going on from like Thursday night. Thursday night it was crazy. No. Wednesday night, it was crazy. On Thursday night, everything normal again, and last night it went crazy again. So it's kind of an up and down in my emotions. Well, that's okay, I guess. We're kind of handling it on a good way. Now let's get into the highs. First high is definitely that this week at school I started raising my hand. It is kind of a big deal for me because of my social anxiety and stuff. So, raising my hand and actually saying something in class is a big accomplishment for me. So, yeah, and if you didn't know, I'm new at my school, so obviously I don't know the people that well yet, so that like makes me have even more anxiety. So, that is definitely the first and biggest high of this week that I was able to overcome this and just raise my hand and say things. Yeah. Definitely a big high. Another high would be that, yeah, that I kind of like, I don't know how to really say this, but I guess that I was able to just 100% listen to my body because my friend was going to come. I kind of switched up my workout split in this week so that I could spend like the weekend with her and not really stress about a workout. Okay, that kind of sounds like I have this, like I have an obsessive mindset with working out, but I really don't. Like, I just wanted to be able to hit all the muscle groups this week, so I kind of changed it a bit. And yesterday was actually going to be my second back and bicep day, but because I've been literally working out, well, I had been literally working out for over a week with no rest days. I did take a rest day, don't forget that, but like I had been working out for a long while. I felt like my body just really needed some rest. I don't know. I felt like having a rest day, so I took that damn rest day with no quote unquote guilt feeling afterwards because I knew that I was giving something to my body. And the same today. Like, I'm not working out today, just doing another rest day after a rest day, having two rest days in a week, you guys. Like, there's nothing bad about that. Just remember to always listen to your body, and that's what I did this week, and it makes me feel really great. Like, I feel like I've been able to 100% build up a good relationship with working out and giving my body just some rest when it needs some, and not feeling quote unquote guilty when I'm not working out. So that is definitely a huge, huge high, and tomorrow I'm actually excited to hit glutes and hamstrings. Yeah, that's just a little side note on there. But yeah, those have been, I guess, the highs and lows of my week, and just in general, how my week has been going. I feel it was pretty great a few days. Like, the sun even came out, and when the sun comes out, I'm thriving because I don't know, for some reason, sun and just like a clear sky makes me feel so, so happy. So, I guess that in conclusion, we could say that this week was definitely great and successful. And yesterday, I actually had a little me time while I took a shower. I realized that I could be thankful for so, so many things. And I'm just thankful that I'm here right now in the comfort of my own home, which is nice and warm. And outside, it's literally starting to storm again. But I'm here and present and 100% healthy and just happy that I also have you guys. So, yeah, that's been a little of my week, or you could say my entire week. But before I start, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Remember, both are at Carly_fit. Also, make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You know that that would really help me out, and I would appreciate some feedback from you guys to just like let me know if you enjoy my podcast. Let me know what you would like to like what you would like to hear in the future. I don't know, just let me know a few things. Yeah, I would totally appreciate that. And lastly, make sure to just enjoy this episode, sit back and enjoy this, and obviously share this with everyone you love. Yeah, that is it for this intro, which is once again way too long. 10 minutes, like I need to stop doing these intros. They're like way too long, but let's just get started. Okay, before I start with the actual workout planning, I do want to share some basics which everyone should know, and for some even might sound silly, but still I do want to remember these. So first of all, before you even go to the gym, start working out, or even approach workout planning, please ask yourself, what do I want to achieve with the exercises I will be doing, or what exactly do I want to achieve with my workouts? This is something you should always have in the back of your mind. Like, know your goal. Because if you don't really know what your goal is, like, why would you even consider going to the gym? Or why would you, for example, even, like, be making a workout plan? Because, like, you don't know what you want to achieve. So why are you even making a workout plan? Obviously, I have nothing against people who just go to the gym because they want to go to the gym and do whatever they want. Like, it's okay if you do that, but if you do feel like you want to achieve something, you should definitely write down your goals, because, like, I don't want to be you back there, like, just standing there and asking yourself, what the hell am I even doing, or, like, why haven't I seen any results, because you have not been working on your goal, and you don't know what your goal is. So that is definitely the first thing. You should always ask yourself, what exactly do I want to achieve? Write it down, maybe take a pen and paper or your notes app, and just make sure to exactly know what you want to do. I mean, exactly know what your goal is before you start taking action, like going to the gym or actually planning out a workout program or a workout plan. The next thing you should also never forget is to know what body part you will work on that certain day. I know that this sounds even more silly because, like, obviously I know what I'm going to work on because, like, why am I even making a workout plan? Like, I obviously know what I'm going to work on, which, yeah, if you think that way, perfect, but I do feel like way too many people just plan out whatever they want, not exactly knowing what they actually want to work on that day. I know it sounds silly, but if you maybe are one of these people, like, that is totally all right. Today I'm going to teach you how to exactly write a workout plan, but just ask yourself, what am I going to work today? Maybe legs, maybe upper body, if you want to split it up even more, maybe push, pull, quads, hamstrings, I don't know, but please just know what you're going to work on before you actually make yourself a workout plan. And lastly, something you should also remember every single time probably like while planning out your workout plan or program, is to not include tons of exercises. You do not need millions or like tons of exercises. This is probably one of the biggest mistakes I used to do back when I started my fitness journey. I literally used to do as many exercises as possible for that certain body part, which is, well, I don't really know if it's like 100% bad, but definitely it's like way too high volume, and this could lead to injuries, and also like it's not gonna help you achieve your goals. Especially, I was just doing like one set per exercise. Like, in the long run, that was definitely not gonna be sustainable for my body, or in general, it was just not gonna help me achieve my goals. So quit that mindset. Do not do a ton of exercises. You probably just need 5 to 7, and that will be all right. So those would kind of be the basics, which you should always keep in the back of your head when it comes to making a workout plan, a workout program, or in general, if you're just going to the gym, to first of all, know what your goals are, know what body part you will be working on, and lastly, remember to not include tons of exercises in your workout plan or program. Now Now that we have kind of the basics covered and the things you should never forget covered, let's get into the actual and fun part of today's episode, which is like the planning, the workout planning, and how to actually plan your workout program or plan, and how to make this, you know? For some reason, making workout plans or workout programs are just so fun to me. It's like probably one of the best activities you could do, even though you have to take care of a lot of small things and like details. Over the time, this becomes so easy and probably one of the best things you can do, as I just said. But yeah, now let's talk about this. So the first thing when it comes to working out, and something you should not even consider skipping or not doing, is your beautiful warm-up. I know that a lot of you out there don't like this because it kind of takes away from your workout time, and yeah, it kind of takes a lot of time, but warm-ups are so important, especially dynamic warm-up or dynamic stretching before you get into your workout part. So as I said, you should not be static stretching, which is, well, if you don't know, static stretching is just holding a specific stretch. What you need to do is dynamic. And, well, what is the difference between both of these? Like, obviously dynamic means kind of like moving around, and this will definitely help your blood circulate kind of a lot faster through your body, so that your muscles actually like get the feeling of being warmed up, because the blood is literally flowing so fastly through your body that your muscles will be warmed up. So that is technically what is happening there. And so, as I said, essentially dynamic means just going through quick movements and just in general kind of stretching by moving around. What do I mean with this? For example, leg or arm swings. Those will be a type of dynamic warm-up. You also can do leg abductions, obviously body weighted. Then you could also have like a dynamic warm-up thing with bands. You could have, like, you can definitely stretch out, dynamic stretch out your upper body with bands. Super nice. This could be with like long resistance bands for your upper body, or with shorter resistance bands, as you probably know them, booty bands for your lower body. And obviously performing actual exercises body weighted will also be a great option, or like a great way to do this dynamic warm up. What I also really like to do when I warm up is foam roll. Yeah, I absolutely love this. I have my little foam roll always with me, and that just, I don't know, kind of relieves me from all the tension I have in my body, which builds up throughout the day. With just foam rolling that out, awesome. Like, I feel so ready and warmed up to get into my workout. And as I said, this does take quite a while. Depending on how much you do, it could take you between 5 to even 30 minutes. I personally like to warm up for a longer time because I really want to make sure that my body, my muscles, my joints, and everything are ready to get into my heavy lifts, because I definitely want to avoid getting any kind of injury. So if you also are not on the lookout for injuries, make sure to warm up properly between 5 to even 30 minutes, which I would say would be kind of exaggerated. Like, 30 minutes is a lot, but if you really want to get a great warm up, 30 minutes is going to be your best friend. So that is the first part, warm up, never skip that. Then comes the workout part. And this, well, the actual workout part, I like to separate this in two parts. First of all, the compound movements, and second of all, accessory movements. But what we're going to start off with, after you did your warm-up, you want to do compound movements. What are compounds? These are just technically exercises which target multiple muscle groups at the same time. Example, squats. You've probably heard of them. Deadlifts, bench press, back rows, shoulder presses, like kind of the staples and basic movements are most of the time compounds, because they use multiple muscles at the same time, as I just said. And you definitely want to be doing these first, like don't even consider doing them second, because these need to be first because they require the most energy. And why do they require the most energy? Mainly because you're using like so many muscles at the same time. And also because compounds are performed heavily, which means your compounds. If you do compounds, you want to do them as heavy as possible, and that's why you're putting them first, so that you kind of still are with enough energy to push yourself to your limit. So first of all, compounds, and definitely what you want to always be doing with these is prioritize progressive overload to get the best results in muscle growth, strength, and also fat loss. Like, progressive overload in your compounds, best friend for muscle growth. Just something you should remember. And also, what's important with the compounds is how many do you want to do? Like, obviously, when it comes to the lower body, you probably want to be doing less because you are probably going to go very, very heavy if compared, for example, to your upper body. So when it comes to lower body like compounds, I like to do between 1 to 2, sometimes even just 1, because I really like to go heavy on them. But when I'm doing my upper body, I like to go for 2 to 3. So what is actually recommended is to go for 2 to 3 compounds per workout. But at the end of the day, I feel like that's something you can decide. And obviously, depending on how much time you have, you want to decide between 1 to 3 compounds. So that will be the second part. First of all, warm-up. Second part, compound movements. And now let's get into the third part of your workout, which is going to be accessory movements, or others call it like isolation exercises. What are these? These are just technically exercises which isolate the muscle and just work on one specific muscle. An easy example you probably know about are bicep curls. Bicep curls are mainly working on the bicep muscle and nothing else. That's why, I guess, it's isolating the bicep and just working on the bicep, which is one, well, bicep is not one muscle, but like, it's just working on the bicep. That would be an isolation movement. And these are like high on mind to muscle connection, which means like, if you're doing these, you should definitely be able to have a good mind to muscle connection, because most of the times these are not as heavy as the compounds, because you obviously like put your all into your compound, so you shouldn't be able to go as heavy with your accessory moves. So that's why you want to go for lighter weight and maybe up the reps. Do a bit more reps on a lighter weight. And what's definitely important here is mind-to-muscle connection. And that's why for the accessory movements, mind-to-muscle connection is just very, very important and crucial to, I guess, get the best feeling out of your workout. And now let's get into like how many you want to do of these. Obviously, I feel like depending on how many compounds you've done before your accessory move, you want to go for between 3 to 4 accessory movements. I also like this range. Like, I really like doing 3 to 4. Sometimes when I, for example, just did one compound movement, I like to go for even 5 accessory movements, just because, well, I did one compound, I feel like I can do more accessory work, you know? But at the end of the day, just like the compounds, it's your decision. I would recommend going for 3 to 4. Some accessory movements are, for example, on leg days, you could go for maybe like dumbbell exercises or like machine-based exercises for dumbbell accessory movements. I have like goblet squats, Bulgarian split squats, lunges. And if you are doing some accessory movements on a machine, you could do the leg extension machine. You can also like do some calf raises with maybe the Smith machine, going for some hamstring curls or like adductors or abductors for the glute muscle. Those will be kind of some accessory movements for a leg day. If you're going for an upper body, it's kind of the same. You have the option to go for dumbbells or for a certain machine. You can, for example, do bicep curls with dumbbells, or I think there's also like kind of a bicep curl option with the cable, so you can maybe do that. You can do some lat pull downs with the cable, different variations for back exercises with the cables. And you can also do chest flies with dumbbells, or there's also a machine for that. Tricep extensions with the cable or with a dumbbell, single arm back rows with a dumbbell. Like, there are so many options for accessory movements. And especially if you go to a, I would say like a big gym, you will be definitely able to find a lot of equipment like different dumbbells, maybe like preloaded barbells and like a huge variety of machines. Like if you have those, you'll definitely be able to do like at least, not even at least, you probably will be able to do every kind of accessory movement which is out there. So yeah, that is about the accessory movements. So that would kind of be the base of a good workout. First of all, a dynamic warm-up, which is crucial. Then you start off the actual workout part with compound movements, as heavy as possible. And you want to be obviously applying progressive overload to this. And lastly, end off your workout with some accessory movements, whether you do this with a certain machine, dumbbells, or cables, you decide. But that would be the base. Yeah, literally the base of a good workout. Now let's get into the rep ranges, which obviously are going to be different for every single goal, for every single type of like workout you're doing, I guess you could say so. So first of all, we have the goal of strength and endurance. If you want to go for this kind of goal, which is probably the goal like everyone has, I would say, you want to go for 2 to 4 sets with a rep range of 10 to 12. So let's, for example, say you want to do a compound. Let's talk about squats. To achieve strength and endurance, you want to be doing around 4 sets maybe with 10 to 12 reps. Like that will be the perfect combination for strength or endurance. If you want to go for max strength, which would be like if you maybe are like a power lifter or something and like really want to get the max strength out of you and build that up, you want to go for 3 to 5 sets, and these should be around 1 to 5 reps. As you can see, there's like a huge difference between strength and max strength, because here with max strength, you just have 1 to 5 reps, which sounds like nothing, but what is important here is that you're pushing yourself to your limit and literally lifting as heavy as possible. And what's also important here is your rest time. Like, after you complete one set, you really need to take the time to rest properly, to go like as energized as possible into the next set, because you're literally lifting so heavy that you're only able to perform 1 to 5 reps. So that will be kind of the rep range and set range for the max strength. And lastly, if you want to go for hypertrophy, which is technically just growing in size, growing your muscle, which is also probably going to be the goal of everyone here, you want to kind of focus on everything, like max strength, strength in general, and also endurance. But what you want to do more specifically is around 3 to 6 sets with a rep range of 6 to 20. I know 6 to 20 reps sounds like a lot, and you will probably go more for the like lower side of the reps, like 6 to 12 maybe. But hypertrophy, like I once, not once, just recently read in my like book I got from my like CPT, that for hypertrophy there's really not a certain rep range. So you could literally do as many reps as you want, but obviously if you go, for example, for like 1 to 5 reps, you will be building up more strength than if you are going for like 15 to 20 reps. So there's really no specific rep range for hypertrophy, but at the end of the day, like kind of, yeah, you can actually do kind of whatever rep range you want, but as I always see on the internet, like it's whether 8 to 12, or as I just said, you can also do 6 to 20 reps. But as I also said, like you'll probably go more for like the lower side of the reps. But yeah, that is kind of like what rep ranges you want to go for if you have a specific goal. Well, it's crazy how fast this podcast is going by. It's definitely a topic I'm very, very passionate about, and I absolutely love talking about this. But now that we got the workout programming or workout planning plus like the rep ranges covered, now let's get a bit more personal into my workout split. So what I like to do is work out 5 to 6 times a week. What I do is obviously weightlifting, going as heavy as possible. Obviously, I have a certain limitation with my when it comes to like equipment because I do work out at home, so I don't have certain machines, but I still make the best out of it. So I work out 5 to 6 times a week, and because of school, like, I normally like to just work out 6 times a week and have one solid rest day, but because of school and because of like I'm like going into a new school and I'm not really 100% in a routine, even though I do feel like I've established pretty much a great routine till now. Well, that's besides the point, but what I'm trying to say here is that I am probably like gonna take off 2 days of working out in the future, like for example this week, because I have a lot more to do when it comes to school, so I obviously wanna prioritize this and just give myself some time for school, and that's why I will be working out maybe 5 times a week in the future. And what I have is just kind of the basic push-pull leg split, as everyone would call it. I do 2 leg days, 2 push days, and 2 pull days. On my 2 leg days, I like to separate these in the first leg day is glutes and hamstrings, and my second leg day is quads and calves. Then I have my 2 push days. If you don't know what push is, it's just technically all the exercises where you have the pushing motion, which means kind of targeting your chest, shoulders, and triceps. And that's also what I do. On my first push day, I like to do chest and triceps specifically. And on my second push day, I like to do kind of an isolated shoulder workout. I don't know. I feel like that has definitely brought the best results when it comes to like building up muscle in my shoulders. So that's just something I've been sticking with. And lastly, we have 2 pull days. If you don't know what pull is, it's technically the opposite of push, which means it's like the pulling motion, which targets your biceps and back. And here, obviously, it's just the biceps and back. So on my 2 pull days, I like to do biceps and back. One day, I like to do it like kind of back row focused, and the other one is more sumo deadlift focused. Just so that I kind of get a different variation and like I'm able to kind of switch up my workouts a bit. So yeah, that would kind of be the base of my workout or like week of workouts. As I said, I like to take 1 to 2 rest days. If I do one rest day, I obviously have 2 leg days, 2 push days, and 2 pull days. But if I try to have like a, or no, if I just decide for a second rest day, I do 2 leg days, 2 push days, and 1 pull day. Because if I would, for example, only do 1 push day, like I would just only do chest and triceps or shoulders. Obviously, I could do chest, triceps, and shoulders on one day, but in the past, I've just realized that like it's 3 muscle groups at the same time, which is a lot, which means like I have to do kind of a lot more exercises to target them as good as possible, and that just takes way too long time. So I've decided to separate those two, and if I have 2 pull days, just hitting the same muscle group on the 2 days, like I could just do one, you know? So when I have 2 rest days, I do 2 leg days, 2 push days, and 1 pull day, mainly row focused. So that is something I've switched up because in the past I used to do 3 leg days and 3 upper body days, and I couldn't even imagine doing just 2 leg days and 4 upper body days because I don't know, I thought that I wasn't gonna make the same gains on my legs. But actually, I feel like since I've been able to rest more, I have had a lot more growth like on my legs. So I absolutely love that, and obviously because I am hitting my upper body a lot more, it is growing a lot faster too, which I love. Because like I had to take like a 1 month break from working out because week per week I was getting sick, so I just kind of took kind of a whole month off at the end because I was literally getting sick week by week. So yeah, I don't know, I kind of felt like I kind of lost a bit of muscle on my upper body and I wanted to build that back up. That's also like probably one of the main reasons why I decided to go for 4 upper body days. And yeah, when it comes to like switching my workout split or like workout plan up, I actually don't do that often enough. I literally switch my split up every 8 months or so. Like the current split I'm doing, I've literally just changed it like 1 month ago, I think. And before that, I used to stick to the same like workout split for way too long. So that's definitely something I need to change because I think you should switch your actual workout split up like at least like every 2 to 4 months, I think. I'm not 100% sure on this one. That's something I definitely need to work on. And when it comes to like switching up my workouts, like the actual workouts, that's something I also don't do because I don't know why I don't do that. What I definitely do is maybe switch up a certain exercise with another one. That's definitely something I try to do week by week. But it's always kind of the same. Like I have my compounds and then my accessory movements, but they're almost the same ones every single time. But what I always do is apply progressive overload, which I think at the end of the day is the most crucial thing if you do want to build up muscle. So that's just what I personally like to do. If you want to switch it up a bit more often, I think that's fine too. It's just that I don't get bored with my workout split. I feel like way too many people get bored with their workout plan and each and every single workout, and that's why they actually switch it up. But me personally, like, that just doesn't happen to me. I enjoy every single workout, even though it's the same. But what I like to see is like the growth when I apply progressive overload that like I'm actually able to lift more. That's why I think like I just enjoy doing the same thing because then I can actually measure in some way how much my growth and like my strength has increased. So yeah, that's kind of what I do when it comes to planning my workouts and having like an actual workout split. And that's actually also kind of it for today. Crazy how fast this went by. I absolutely love talking about this. It's probably the best topics ever. I could talk about this like for hours, literally. But yeah, that's all for today. Hopefully, you were able to learn something new, which is always my goal with my episodes. So please let me know that over on my Instagram. Yep, I have socials. Remember that? Okay, that was my app. My affirmation app, actually. No, but yeah, make sure to check out my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And obviously, I appreciate you so much for making it till the end and listening to all of this. Please let me know what you think of my podcast, maybe some topics you would like to hear in the future. All of that, you can just maybe leave that and a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's your choice, but I would absolutely love you for that. And yeah, have a wonderful start into this Monday, into this week, or if you're not specifically listening to this on a Monday, have an awesome start into the day, or just have an awesome rest of your day, I guess. You deserve it all. Make the best out of your situation. Yeah, that is it for today. Love you all so much, and hopefully you're back here next week with actually part two of this episode. So make sure and stay tuned. Love you all so much once again, and yeah, bye.